A blizzard in the northeastern United States will likely cause a significant amount of travel delay for many of us across the country this weekend. The storm system will likely produce a sustained wind along the New England coast of 30 to 50 miles per hour at the height of the storm, which will occur on Saturday into Sunday morning, and will likely see substantial snows occur, and it will be measured in feet rather than in inches. Anywhere from 1 to 2 feet and some locally greater amounts will occur in the higher elevation. For sure, and will likely see this storm system causing quite a bit of concern about damage to structures as well as power outages. The forecast for the heart of the Midwest, though, is much more tranquil. The storm system will have very little impact on us. In fact, another storm system of size will likely be impacting the northern plains and a part of the upper Midwest. And in between, these two storm systems will be left with a relatively tranquil weather forecast for a big part of the Midwest. The storm system I'm talking about for the northwestern part of our region will likely be most significant as we move from Saturday into Monday. The storm is expected to form in Colorado and parts of western Kansas, but don't look for significant amounts of moisture to occur across hard red winter wheat country. The storm system will not have its act together until it gets outside of wheat country in the central plains. The storm, though, will produce a significant amount of snowfall across South Dakota, portions of southeastern North Dakota, and Minnesota, where accumulations could run 3 to 9 inches, with some locally greater totals maybe getting upwards to around 11. The storm will also produce a strong wind on Sunday night and Monday, with blizzard and near-blizzard conditions across many areas in Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas. In the meantime, the rest of the Midwest will experience relatively tranquil weather. We do expect to see a cold front cut through the region, and this will likely begin on Sunday and continue Monday. The frontal boundary will produce showers and thunderstorms marching from west to east across the region, beginning on Sunday across parts of Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa, and eventually the storm systems will likely move off to the east, impacting the eastern Midwest, and that will occur mostly late Sunday into Monday. By the time we get to Tuesday morning, most of the Midwest will be dry again. We'll look for our next storm system to be a Southern Plains event. This will occur as we get from Monday night into Tuesday, and it will be a snow event for parts of Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, with rain in the eastern sections of Texas. Storm system will then move to the east-northeast, maybe impacting a part of the Ohio River Valley on Wednesday of next week, but it's a little soon to get very specific about that event. But we expect up to 6 inches of snow in Oklahoma and across parts of Arkansas, and maybe up to 4 inches across the immediate Ohio River Valley. The temperatures across the region over these next few days are expected to be typical for winter, but be aware of the fact that it's going to get a lot colder, perhaps in the second week of the two-week outlook. That means starting a week from now and on into the following weekend, we'll probably see much colder air moving into the region. Well, for the next couple of days, highs will be in the 20s and 30s across the northernmost parts of the Midwest, while 40s and some 50s will occur in the south. Sunday afternoon, we may actually see a few lower 60s in Missouri and portions of Kentucky and western Tennessee, and then we'll look for the colder air to begin pushing into the plains as we move into early next week, but it probably won't impact the majority of the Midwest until, like I said, a full week from now. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.